And thank you very much to Walker Talon Uniform for our wonderful I Love 15 Border Patrol t-shirts. Jake, maybe make a phone call and find out where the hell those shirts are. We got a lot of people that need Border Patrol t-shirts today. Nate, did you take them?
No, I did not take them. I have a couple. I have some in my car, though, but I don't know if I have the right sizes for the people here that need them.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means exactly what I said. I don't know if I have the right sizes.
It means all he's got in his car are mediums.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Somebody wake up Pamela. She's got them somewhere.
Jake?
Go wake up Pamela.
Did you find them? Did you find any of them?
No, not yet.
This is distressing for me. And so
we'll find them.
We'll get the shirts.
It is distressing. I could, you know what? You're not really.
Well,
happy.
I promised you shirts, and then I ain't got them. I got other people here, you know.
These might be the most popular shirts that Walker has ever made for us, and Walker does
maybe
such a great job.
Yeah.
I love 15.
Walker's the best.
Thank you very much. And I'll have some. If you want to come out to the Matty Rhodes Golf Tournament, I'm going to be there as the honorary chair today. They get started here, I think, within the next hour, but I'm going to stop out at Swope Memorial after the show, and if I can find them, I'll bring some shirts out there, and we will take monetary donations for their back to school, their big back to school fundraising campaign. And also, they said that they need other items that people don't normally think of, like brand new socks for kids. And so, if you got a package of socks, you could stop by and drop them off, and I'll hook you up with an I Love 15 t-shirt at the Matty Rhodes Golf Tournament today. For more information, go to mattyrhodes.org, and this back-to-school campaign is going to help over 300 kids and families get the stuff that they need to go back to school.
And that's a great course. Swope Park is one of my favorite courses, one of the three Tillinghouse courses here in Kansas City. Can you name the other two?
Nate can, though. Nate, go ahead.
One is a course that none of us could probably
can
get
Jake?
Into.
Jake?
The National.
No.
Jake, can you name him?
Lock Lloyd.
I didn't hear the question. I'm trying to find out.
Okay, listen. This is a golf question. Here we go.
Swope Park is one of three Tillinghouse courses here in
Kansas City Country Club.
Kansas City Country Club.
That's what I was going to say, the first one, because you said we couldn't.
And then the other one that you were spending a bunch of time at.
Indian Hills.
Oh. So Kansas City Country Club, Indian Hills, and Swope Park are all Tillinghouse.
I would have gotten them all.
And all great courses, and Swope Park is a gem. A gem here in Kansas City.
I've played one of those three courses.
Indian Hills. I know you did play that.
I've played
no,
all I've three
No, I've never
of them.
Played Indian Hills.
Really?
But I played it.
Father-in-law is not going to let you out there?
Oh, no, they don't let my kind out there.
Okay. I'm good. Now I will continue to
What's your kind?
What does that mean?
KCK.
That's not true.
But don't you go there?
Yeah, it's brunch there every Sunday.
Sunday brunch every Sunday.
Are you there every Sunday for
every
brunch?
Every Sunday.
He leaves his lake house, and they drive
That's the reason they let me in, is I tell them, well, you know, I grew up on a lake.
Do you wear a smoking jacket? Yeah. Oh, hey. Hey, get him a lake table.
Hey,
right by the window.
Did you play this course in Northern Ireland, Grunny?
I did.
Because Frank Ball, I saw him tweeting about that. That had to have been with you,
Frank,
right?
Frank, Garozzo, and Tom Freeman.
Yeah.
Played out there. Yeah.
So, who was sober?
Nobody.
Right.
And I pulled a Rory on the first hole. I knocked it out of bounds.
What did he get
too,
a quadruple bogey on the first
hole?
And
I did also. So wow. I felt good. I felt better about myself.
Do you find it like way more entertaining to watch this now that you know all the holes? You actually played there?
You know what? It's kind of frustrating because you don't remember all the holes. And that wasn't because we. But you
yeah.
just. I mean,
you, yeah, you don't.
You kind of get into a flow of playing the game and you don't. I always try to tell myself when I play a course like that is to stop and look around and enjoy.
Smell the roses.
I do remember, though, standing on, I think it's 13, where you look over and you see the Game of Thrones castle. You know,
oh,
the,
wow.
where Yeah, where, what's her name, is Daenerys?
Mm-hmm.
That was her castle.
Khaleesi.
Where all the dragon glass was?
That's exactly where it was. So now, just to let everybody know that, it's become such a tourist hotspot that they had to close the road because the locals that live up there, there's these beautiful trees that line the road. And, I mean, they were taking these buses through and they're, like, knocking all the branches down. Like, listen, we have to stop this. And now they have they've limited and now they have, like, little tours. But
all the tourists are tearing it up now.
Tearing it up.
Game of Thrones fans. All right. Now, you look like you want to block somebody or scream at an official because look at describe what we have in here in the studio. You're getting in football mode right now. It seems like.
Well, yes. Football mode is officially here because you know the Denver Broncos started camp yesterday, so the NFL season has officially begun.
And Drew Lock signed on time.
And
so
Drew
Lock
signed. But yeah, we have. You know what? We're going to the next generation of of down markers in the NFL and also in college football, and I think it's even seeping into high school football, where it's such an exact science now, and it should be, because there's a lot of people out there working really hard, and you got to get it right. And that's the one thing I always would say to an official, and they're going to make mistakes, we're going to make mistakes. But when you make a mistake and it's a blatant mistake, you got to listen. These guys have been working hard for 5 days to prepare for this game, and your one call screws the whole thing up. And it's like, listen, get it right. But a lot of it is around the spot and around you brought it exactly right. And I love Tim and Tom Dercher, my two boys. But you got Tim and Tom Dercher, out there doing the first down markers.
You got these Dirchers out there.
Yeah, the Dirchers doing it.
The hell.
But no, they actually were good. But there are games when you see there's some older guys that are, they can't get down the sideline. We're trying to do a hurry up offense. We're like, hurry up. They're looking at you, and you're like, they're upset with you. But this is going to help that process. And why don't you introduce your guest?
So we got Mike Foster in studio.
His son coached for me.
With Laser Down. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for having me on. Right up
on that microphone. Right. So are you a Notre Dame guy?
I am a Notre Dame guy, but probably to your chagrin, I'm a KU grad.
Okay, so, all right.
Our middle son, Sean, he graduated from Notre Dame.
Okay, so is there some kind of secret handshake you guys got to do since you guys both got kids who go to Notre Dame or something?
Yeah, we do. It's called the going broke.
It's called the check writer.
Check writer, absolutely.
Well, he paid for his own because he was academic, so he got his mother smarts.
Good for you.
So.
His son coached for you at Miege, is that right?
His son coached for me and had to quit because he was popping kids out every other year. So now I think he's up to, what, eight?
Eight. Yeah. Eight's on the way.
Wow. Yeah, good Catholic. Good Catholic.
I was going to say.
Three more, you got a team.
Yeah.
All right, so just for people that don't know and haven't heard about it, the floor is yours. Tell us about Laser Down and what we have here in studio with us.
Okay, this was really born out of frustration, 30 years of coaching, and I was on eight different staffs. And every Sunday we would go in and have our post-mortem, and you're always talking about, if I'd have got the call sooner, you told me it was this distance. I'm talking about the spotter in the press box. And I would have called this, but you told me this. We had to call a timeout, delay a game, whatever it happens to be. And so that's where I really came up with the idea, is just being able to have that information immediately available on the field. So it's instant, precise, it's objective information. It just communicates with UBW, which is ultra wide band, and it just communicates that down and distance automatically. So we've eliminated that coach up in the press box having to be the spotter, and so we've elongated that 25 or 40 second time. And now both coaches have that information right away, fans have it right away, officials have it right away. And so by elongating that 25, 40-second clock, that allows you to get your call in sooner, go to the line of scrimmage, make your checks, and all those type of things. So it's just an advancement in the game, being able to do it.
So for everybody out there, the same, what's he talking about? There's a coach who usually is up in the press box, and, press boxes are all different. You can have a press box in a high school stadium that's like 10 rows up. You can have one that's, 50 feet off the ground. And then, of course, at Arrowhead Stadium, it's feels like miles up there to it, so it's hard to really see. And they're like, "Well, why do you have to ask them to let you know that when you're right there on the field?" A lot of times, you're down the field from it, you don't have the right angle, so the coach will say, "Listen, it's third down and two here. What do you want to do?" Or it's fourth down and one. You got to get that information and disseminate it quickly to the guy who's calling the plays. And a lot of times, maybe they have a poor angle or they don't get it in quick enough, and you call a play that is predicated towards getting 1 or 2 yards, and it was 3 yards or 2.5 yards, and you don't get the first down, and that could cost you a game.
So I think we need to rewind and set up exactly what we're talking about here. We have Laser Down. That's what this is called. Explain to us exactly what the technology is that we're talking about here and how people use it and who's using it right now.
Okay, I'll start with the who. We've been, this has been in development. This is year 12. This will be the second year in games that's actually been used in field 2 years prior to practice. But our beta programs to begin with were University of Notre Dame, University of Nebraska, Tulane, and then Springfield Catholic. Central Catholic in Bloomington Illinois, where one of my sons, a principal up there, the one that went to Notre Dame, he's a principal up there, and so they've used it. The way that it works, and it did actually start with a laser on top, but we found that to be a little bit too bulky, too expensive, et cetera, et cetera. And so what we were wanting to do was to streamline it. And so now it communicates with UBW, which is ultra-wide band, so it's a radio wave. And so the sync, you still have a chain system because that's what's required. But what you have is the down communicates with the line to gain, where you used to have two bullseye where the ball started, and then at the other end was another bullseye, the line to gain. So what we've done is just substitute and put, instead of the line to gain, we have our distance marker on that end, and so it measures the distance between the down marker, wherever that box is, and the line to gain, and it goes from 99 yards down to 6 inches.
Okay, so what I'm looking at here is I'm looking at two of the down markers. If people are listening, picturing the chain gang at a football game, there's literally a chain between the, you know, and then there's the down marker that if it's second down and six, that down marker is 6 yards away from the
line
to
gain.
Yeah, the line to gain. So the line to gain is going to tell you, it says 2 yards right here. So that way everybody in the stadium can see what it says. Now the other thing Stephen brought up, the image that I think we all, it was it last season in the Raiders game when the officiating crew got out there and literally got like a piece of paper and stuck it through to see, okay, did he really get past it or not? Will this technology make that more black and white as to whether or not the ball crossed the line to gain?
Yes, it definitely will. And the game you're referring to is a Cowboy Raider game, and it was a Monday night football game. And I believe it's Gene Sorator, the official, went out, and it was so close, he put that index card, caught all kinds of hell for doing it. And so what they ended up, what we have, and this just kind of fell into our lap because we actually have this in one of our patents now. And so when you take it out there, it actually has a laser. So when they take it out there, the line to gain, when they march the chains, which they still will, they take that out there and they put it down. He hits a button and it projects a laser onto the field. So if it hits the field and not the ball, it's short that much, whatever it is, and now he can still do with his fingers. But if it hits the ball, then immediately you know it's a first and 10. And so there's no guessing, there's no index card or anything like that. The NFL still wants the chain system. We've checked with them. And you could use this without a chain, but it's the rules of the game. They want, to quote them, they want the drama, the tradition, and the game, and being able to do that. So that part's not going to go away.
And I'm looking, it's been used in 55 televised games over the past couple of seasons, bowl games, NCAA championship games, all-star games, Texas playoff games, a couple of state playoff games in Missouri and Kansas. And so how fast is this growing? Like you said, with the NFL and everything else, like what are the goals and what are you trying to do with laser down, and where is that at right now?
Okay, it has been used in all of those. In fact, we're going down Texas High School show. They used it in all 12 of their state championship games last year down at Jerry's World. And so it's had exposure where we're going with this. The Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Saints, the Steelers, the Bills, the Vikings, and I'm forgetting one. But anyway, Packers have all seen this on some level. Coaches, personnel, front office, whatever it is. And they like it. But now we're going through the process with the NFL. We've had two meetings with New York on phone conferences with Jay Reed up there, that's our director of football operations and technology and strategy development, his fancy title. But we're working with them. It was in the, unfortunately, I guess, the AAF this year. They went belly up. They've still got my money. So if anybody knows a good lawyer.
I think they got a lot of people's money right now. There's a lot of players that are waiting to get there.
Yeah,
what was that experience like dealing with the AAF? Because that's been rather interesting to see how that whole thing fell apart. I mean, how did you get involved with the AAF, if I might ask?
It was through San Antonio, going down there with their camp and showing it when they had their combine camps down there, and so we showed it. They liked the technology. They'd seen it down there, and so they wanted it, and so I got it. Got the PO, but I didn't get the PO fulfilled. So
what's the big hesitation, other than maybe the drama of bringing the markers out in the field and, you know, measuring? And what's the big hesitation from the NFL, and even some college teams?
It's just a matter of change, because if you think about it, just think about the down marker itself, not even the distance, because the distance is that's space age to them. But if you think back, this will only be the fourth change in a down marker that's made at that level, because it started back in the Newt Rockne days with the cube. You can see that in the old Three Stooges things. You can see the cube that goes around. Then they had the metal flip. Yeah. Then in 1987, the dial-a-down that Jim Eggender invented, that's from Kansas City. He's one of our advisors. And so that was in 87, so that's, what, 32 years ago. Yeah, and so now we're doing this. So this will only be the fourth change in just the down marker itself, so let alone, I mean, football
moves. And
this
is really the first technology change, because those other ones were just displaying what the down is. This is actually technology that allows them to find out exactly how far they have to go and things. This is by far the biggest change to the down marker, isn't it?
It is, and it really helps with, just think of the game day operations. Like, we were up at, in fact, Tim, the game you were at, Notre Dame and Pitt, and their press box people came down when we were demonstrating on the field to people down there, and they said, this is great. He says, we can get this call right away. The statistician was down there. He says, I can make my stats quicker. There's all sorts of things, byproducts of this, just to enhance the game atmosphere. And then you have the fans in the game that want to know why Tim, when he was coaching at Bishop Miege, it's third and 6 inches. Why in the hell did he call that, you know, at third and six inches? So it involves them. So
what about safety for players? Is there any different, those old bars that they used to have, you know, if the guy didn't throw it down at the right time, you know, players would run into it and hurt themselves and those kind of things. Is there anything that for player safety that you guys have developed or implemented?
It is. And the first thing, our down marker only weighs 5 pounds total. Your dial-a-down weighs 10. Mm-hmm. The Fisher weighs 13. The E-down weighs 9. So ours is lightest on the market. We use closed cell foam, which is used in the automotive industry, and like your bumpers and everything like that, weighs about 1.5 pounds. It's slim. It has rounded corners. It has a polycarbonate shield on there. That's the same thing NFL helmets are made of, so it won't splinter, won't shatter or anything like the old dial-a-down did. No moving parts. So all of those things go to player safety.
People don't realize that many guys have gotten hurt going out of bounds, and obviously, you know, guys either didn't throw it down at the right time, or when they landed on top of it, there was a sharp edge to it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there'd be cuts and bruises, and, you know, guys would get hurt.
Our pole, in fact, is two-piece aluminum airplane aluminum, and so it's real, real light, and it will bend, break. That's why we have it in two, and it's obviously it's padding. You can see the padding on it.
Okay, so you mentioned the advisory board. A couple of other guys on the advisory board I want to mention. So Steve Mariucci, of course, former 49ers and Lions head coach and works at NFL Network. My man, Mike Davidson, the longtime equipment manager. Your man, too, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mike, nobody knows more about the Chiefs than Mike Davidson. And then Jake's guy, Mr. Randy Ball, who was the head coach at Western Illinois. And who was responsible for disciplining Jake when Jake would get in trouble.
Watching my coach discipline. He got to enjoy the...
Oh, he got the benefits.
He got to watch Jake clean up the football stadium after.
That's right.
It was in his stadium, and so he got to watch, you know... Me,
but he had to let it happen for that to be part of the discipline. He was involved
in that. He was thrilled with it.
Absolutely.
We're going to have a clean stadium.
And so, and he's pro personnel scouting assistant for the Chiefs.
Now
Mr.
I know
Randy
how
Ball,
the Packers got involved because Russ Ball.
There we go.
He's our strength and conditioning coach for the Chiefs.
Randy's brother.
Absolutely.
And so you've got Jim Cochran, who's retired as a national scouting director with the Jets after 15 years. So you've got all those guys as an advisory board.
Yes, and they've been helping us, you know, get exposure into the NFL and everything else. The XFL is going to use us this year. Canadian Football League.
Get your money up front. Will you?
who did you meet with at the XFL? Did you sit down with
them? Bobby Monica.
Okay.
Bobby Monica used to be an assistant for Mike Davidson with the Cleveland Browns one time, and he was with Miami Dolphins, et cetera, et cetera. And he's a guy that procures all the equipment for the XFL.
So Vince McMahon didn't come into the meeting
I haven't seen Vince yet.
He didn't run in there and make an announcement or anything like that. See, that's what I want to think of the XFL. I mean,
This is the XFL!
But the Canadian Football League isn't going anywhere. I mean, that's pretty good right there, because that's a professional league that's been around for a long time, that's established, that you can maybe prove to some of these other leagues that they are skeptical that it's working.
Yeah, and they actually have two of our units, Dave Foxcroft, and he is with Fox 40 International. He's one of our distributors in Canada and internationally, but they sell equipment to the CFL, and then Dave is a white hat in the CFL, and then he's a black hat in the NFL. So we're just it's a slow nut to crack with the professional football leagues.
What about so maybe high school teams or local college teams? Was that, what's the process? Do they have to go through the governing body or the conference, or can they just do it on their own? Like if there's a high school team or coach that's listening, or one of the local schools, what's that process? Like, is it up to them? What they, like you said, Notre Dame's using it, but is it up to them what they can, if they want to use this laser down?
Yes, they can use it. The only place that has any rules right now are the professional football leagues. They all have to be able to use it.
So Keisha's cool with it.
Yep. So,
and Misha.
Yep. Whatever. And all of them. We went through the Federation, National Federation. Okay. Yeah. We're good with that. We're good with the NCAA. We got the clearance there. And so they can use whatever they want.
So I just got a text from Coach Holmes. Let's talk and see how much you're going to charge me for buying it for him.
I've been on Johnny. He's too cheap.
John Holmes from Bishop Mie.
They have a brand new field, new uniforms. Hell, they got to have new down markers. Hey, I guess I'm paying for it.
Hey, there's a new field at St. Pius. That'll look good on the right in the sideline to St. Pius.
Well, I think you know some of those people.
Right. You know what? I'll do the Mie one. You do the.
Hey, and here's what we can do for you guys.
And then I'll call Coach Dryling. He just won a state championship over Aquinas. What a great way to upgrade.
So all three of us will pay for our school.
Well, I'm not paying.
What are you talking about right
keep
now?
Keep your mouths quiet then.
No, I have pockets. I can reach into those.
It's Aquinas. Everybody's got pockets.
Not me, though.
Not at Ward, though.
Not a different kind of pockets.
Whatever.
You don't want to check those pockets, buddy.
Hey,
you don't want to check those pockets. I mean, without maybe giving the price, even though. But
is it true that Nate plays a little bit of pocket pool?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely true.
How expensive is the technology, though? Is it something that high schools can afford and those types of things?
Here's what we've done, and I'll give you the price. It's $39.95, and you're going to say, oh, we can't afford that at a high school. But what you have is we have a sponsorship program. And so what we do is that we allow you to put, and so let's just say that up at St. Pius, and so now it's Stephen St. John Ford or whatever it happens to be up there without mentioning anybody, but you could put that on there and have that logo on there. And so now instead of taking an ad out in the program that they look at once and then use as a seat cushion, then they're actually seeing this going up and down the field, you know.
Throw Walker Talon uniform on there.
There you go. Yeah, that works. And then you tie it in with your PA announcer. So he says, now another first down, another Warrior first down for Stephen St. John Ford, whatever it happens to be.
Hey, Jamie, if you're listening from CBD American Shaman, you're buying the Miege one. We're going to put CBD American Shaman on there. It's all set. So, Jamie, get your checkbook out.
American Shaman first down.
Yeah, American Shaman first down.
Well, there you go. But it's what it does. It allows high school or youth programs to be able to do that. So if a coach will go out and hustle just a little bit, and every coach is a salesman. I was one for 30 years. So if you go out and hustle a little bit, you can get it paid for in the first year, and in years 2, 3, 4, 5, et cetera, it's a money maker for you. And how many pieces of equipment did you buy at Miege, Tim, that you could make money with?
Well, none. And then most of them were stored under the stadium when they were all wet and soggy and ruined by the first 2 years anyway. So
this becomes a money maker year two on, and it pays for itself in the first year.
John Holmes, do you hear us?
Jamie? CBD American Shaman sponsoring Bishop Miege.
That's right.
Down markers.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
All right. So before we let you go again, tell us. So if there are schools out there, teams want information. Laserdown.com. It's LAZSERDOWN.com. But tell people what they need to know if they want to contact you, if they want more information about using this for their teams and their games.
Just go on our website that you just announced. They can find everything in there. They can see all the information. There's a highlight reel of all the teams that were using it, and so they can see that part of it, and then they can actually place the order online. And we're sitting on inventory right now, so it's ready to go immediately.
You know, I'm just spitballing here. I feel like if you do a TV commercial, I could see me and Grunny out there as the as the crew, you know, making this happen on a
We made it simple enough, Stephen, that you could do it.
I don't think that's
what I had in mind.
I don't know if it's that simple, but hopefully. But again, Mike Foster with Laser Down. Mike, thank you very much for the time. And
Mike is really into the technology for first downs, but his phone It's a little bit behind the.
What's up?
Yeah, hey. That's not a phone.
Hey,
he's got a old school Motorola.
Hey, there's nothing over there.
It's like a Nokia.
He just pulled out of his car. It was charging in the car.
Mounted in the car.
It was Key mounted in tech. The car.
Again, laserdown.com, LazerDown.com. Mike, thank you very much for the time, man.
Thanks,
and good luck. All right. Hopefully, we're going to start seeing this at every football game. And get on it, NFL. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.